Praise the Lord.
From the rising of the sun, the paving of the same, your name is to be hallowed, Adonai.
Amen. Greetings once more in the name of Jesus. Can we bow our heads together? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We are grateful for your guiding power. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. Speak to us, O God. Direct our course even today. Touch us. Father, open our eyes that we may see. We thank you, Father, for this grace in Jesus' name. And everybody say, hallelujah. Are you here? We are teaching on beloved son. The spirit of sonship. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And it says, because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba Father. He says, because we are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son. So to be a son, you need to have the spirit of the son. There are many of us who want to be sons, but we don't have the spirit of the son in us. But the scripture says, because you are sons. Can you tell your neighbor, because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart. So the question is, do you have the spirit of the son? What did Christ accomplish? The spirit of the son is a spirit of sacrifice. To follow and to be obedient. So there is a word, beloved. Or beloved. We used to sing a song in our youthful years. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone who loves God. 1 John 4:7-8. You can put it there. Beloved, let us love one another. This one, even Mrs. Gooding know. He says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love. So now when we say beloved, we are thinking about the sister.
Hey.
Boyfriend, girlfriend. Is that unfortunate? Imagine somebody. To be beloved, the word beloved means to breathe. To breathe. The Bible says God has sent forth the spirit of his son. So the other meaning of the word beloved means to long for. When we say, you are my beloved, you are the one that my heart longs for. There are many people who are lonely. I had a member who said, or I still have a member who said, I'm lonely. Tell your name, I'm lonely. At your age, you can't be lonely, man. The member said, I'm lonely. And the loneliness was not for Jesus.
It
was longing for a companion. The one that I long for. But there is a longing. You can have a longing for God. Longing for his presence. Longing to be in his place. So the one word there is to long for. And therefore, out of that comes the word love. To love. Are you here? And so it leads us to be the one preferred. Tell your neighbor, the one preferred. Yeah. May you be the one that is preferred. So God, when he said, this is my beloved son. He was saying, this is my breath. This is my life. But whenever you have had three beloved already. Hey. Pastor Micah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is my breath. This is the one that I love. When he says, this is my beloved son, this is the one that I long for. Hence to love.
Ajalo,
and from that, it leads us to the word agapeo. Which is to prefer. The one that I prefer. Listen, I've got the people I prefer. I got the people that I love. I've got people that give me life, oxygen. They give me breath, extra life. Hey, I see they are looking at me. That, oh, do I have breath? Tell your neighbor, I have breath. I have my beloved. Yeah, I have things that sustain me. Amen. So when God was saying, this is my beloved, it's because Christ made himself a beloved. May you become the beloved of the Father. Few points. Number one, to be beloved. Beloved, an affection begotten in the community of the new spiritual life in Christ. You have an affection that has come as a place of belonging. When you meet people who are in love, they say, oh, so-and-so is my beloved. I found somebody I belong to. May you be the beloved of Christ.
Amen.
The book of Romans 16 verse 8.
Book of Romans 16 verse 8.
Greet Ampilias, my beloved in the Lord. May you be the beloved of the Lord. You see, many people have never been loved before. It's a problem. People who don't love, they hate other people. People who have never been loved, they hate others. Yes. You see, when you have never had love, you lack love. So in the process, you continue to hate other people trying to find love. Did you know there are certain people that are difficult to love? Because they don't know what is love. You see people on Facebook, young women who are naked. They were asking somebody. And she was saying, she goes out and they pay her for sleeping with boys or men. So the interviewer was saying, does it mean you are selling? It's a difficult question. You know what she's looking for? She's looking for love. But love, you can't buy it. And the reason why she has resorted to being paid is because she can't find love. You know, when you can't find love, this is why we say sons work for free. Because they know I'm loved. But we get paid where we are not sons, where we know, where we are working, we are paid. In the morning they can tell you, don't come to work. Don't come again. You are fired. Hey. Imagine somebody. So the girl thought she will find love in sleeping with men. But it's a sign that she never had love in the first place. So she's pursuing something she will never have. Mercy. Love is found in the community of our new spiritual life in Christ. Our communion with God. That's why we talk about your devotional life. Do you have a relationship? Do you go to cell? Do you have a relationship with Christ and those that love Him? Secondly, beloved is the word used repeatedly to express God the Father's infinite affection for Jesus, His beloved Son. Infinite affection. Yeah, some people, they've never been loved. Somebody was being loved. And because they come from a very abusive environment, they could not understand why.
Me, they ask themselves, why does this person love me?
So I've said to some of my pastors, female pastors, I said, I was raised to be very affectionate. To be affectionate. So I said, don't take my affection for sexual love.
It's a capeo.
Tell your neighbor, it's a capeo. Yes. But the people, when they see that, because they never had one, many young women, this way, have you heard about sugar daddy before? They mistaken the agapeo for sugar daddy.
Yes.
It's abuse. Imagine somebody. So Jesus is an expression of the intimate love of the Father. May you become the intimate love of the Father. May you be an expression of God's love to others. Matthew chapter 1 verse 7, he says, and suddenly the voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am pleased. May you be the son that God is pleased with.
Amen.
Hey! Some people, if you love them, they are suspicious. Why does he love me this much? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, when you have never been loved, when God says, I love you, you are shocked. Can somebody love me this way? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's why the world is unable to receive the love of the Father. Because the world is used to be abused, to say, if you love me, do this for me. One young man told me he proposed a girl. And said, I love you. And after about a month or so the girl was working very hard to sleep with the brother. Because to her, to love, hey, you went cold. The girl, for her to love means what? Sleeping. So she felt like this guy must be attached to me. So the only way to be attached to me, in response to his love, I must give him my portion of myself. Tell your neighbor, that's not love.
That's not love.
That's lust. Yeah. So the boy was sure. He said, we are born again. Tell your neighbor, we are born again. This is not Babylon. This is not Babylon. You get it? This is not Egypt. Yes. You don't keep people by giving them sex. Imagine somebody. Hey, the sisters, your amen. Huh? What do you think? Huh? Number three, a son is the beloved of God. To be the delight of the Father. You become the delight of the Father.
Yeah.
When you come, your Father is able to, this is my son. This is the one I long for. If you go to the story of Isaac, what did he say to his son, Esau?
He
said to Esau, go and prepare the venison the way I like it. And he says, when you have done it, I will bless you. Do something that I enjoy. I enjoy you, but the thing I enjoy about you is the venison. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And he says, I will bless you. Mercy. Are you here? Tell your neighbor, I'm the beloved of the Father. Matthew 12:18 says, behold, my servant whom I have chosen. May God speak the same, that behold the servant whom I have chosen. My beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. Can God say the same about you? The one that my soul is well pleased. Hey, it's the journey. Is what? It's a journey. Last week, Bishop Bruce on Saturday shared about sonship. About the anointing, in essence. How to be anointed. That is, start first with servant wood. You can't buy the anointing. You can give gifts, but you can't buy the anointing. Hey. The church is not responding. Hallelujah. I thought the second service will be better. You know, the first service, you do understand that the people possibly slept late after the wedding. Hallelujah. Are you here? Mercy. Hallelujah. They didn't know me. Okay, let's finish the verse. Yes, behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased.
He
says, I will put my spirit upon him. And he will declare justice to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. So God is well pleased. I think I quoted the wrong verse, Deuteronomy 33:12. He says, of Benjamin, he said, beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you be the beloved of the Lord.
Amen.
Have you ever been loved before? Hey. You see, when you are loved, there is no need for performance. Tell your neighbor, when you are loved, there is no need for performance. Yeah. People are performing.
Yeah.
And they are shocked in their performance. That they are not making the great. Imagine somebody. Oh. Mercy. You don't have to perform. I say you don't have to perform. This is my beloved son. Jesus was the beloved of the Father. God said, this is my beloved son. Matthew 12:18, this is my beloved son. In whom I'm well pleased. God didn't need to do anything extra. Jesus didn't have to do anything extra. He is the beloved of the Father. You are the beloved of the Father. I said, you are the beloved of the Father. God loves you as you are. Nothing that you do that will add. Hey. When I was raised, where I grew up, our little culture is that the man who raises you up is your father. And I've seen children being confused, and maybe let me help you. The man who raises you is your father. Tell your neighbor, the man who raises you is your father.
The man who raises you is your father.
Yeah. Even if somebody tells you, this is your stepdad. You see, your father ran away. He couldn't pay
maintenance.
You are staying under somebody's roof. The problem, the attitude you have is that you have the attitude because somebody told you it's not your father. I've seen children who are raised by stepmothers. They are the most unhappy children. Because somebody told them it's not your mother. I've seen orphans. Orphan children? Oh. They are some of the most unruly people. It doesn't matter what you do, they'll never be happy. We have raised so many of them. They will accuse you of things that don't exist. Some of them believe, if my mother was alive, if my father was alive, if your father was alive, you will not even have a house. You will be a street kid. Somebody. Hey, I'm going to a place you don't want me to go. The way you're looking at me, say, don't go there. Mercy. So the person who raises you is your father. Some people all their life were raised by somebody. And on one day somebody tells them that so and so is your father. And from that day they change. That's why most people never prosper. Because the man who had authority over your life is the man you despise. And the man you honor is the man who has no honor. So it's not going to shock that your children later as well will not have honor for you. Imagine somebody. Yeah, I had a relative who received money from the supposedly father. So I was there. So I told him, where do you know this man from? He meets you on the street. He's giving you 50 rand. And suddenly he's your father. Hey, he's a cheap father. Who buys the shoes? Who buys the clothes? Who takes you to school? Which house are you sleeping in? If he's a good man, he should have come to fetch you. I say, you don't like it. Let's move on. Let's talk about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is the beloved of the Father. May you become the beloved of the Father. Number five, the firstborn is the beloved of the Lord. If we have the time, we'll talk about it. All the firstborn belongs to God. I say all the firstborns. They belong to God. The firstborn are worth double portion of their father's inheritance. But in God, you can be the beloved of the Father. Because when you become the beloved, God will bless you tremendously. By the way, success and breakthrough is not when you have money. That is not the only sign. We look at the blessing, the sustaining blessing. I went for a wedding yesterday. It was beautiful. And I met quite a lot of people that have been in this church before. And I realized how people get displaced in life. Oh, you can be displaced. The fact that you have a job doesn't make you a success. The fact that you earn more money doesn't make you a success. The fact that you are dressed more expensively than any other person doesn't make you a success. I saw loneliness. People lost. When we met, when we were talking. You realize that, oh, people are lost. They've left their place of abode. They went for something that was not their own. Have you eaten and you are never full? I don't know if you remember the 21 days of prayer, Daniel prayer and fasting. Listen, that I don't like Daniel fasting. You eat, but you are never full. Mercy. One member told me, says, I ate every vegetable. I ate every vegetable and every fruit, and when I finished, I'm still not full. He says, therefore, the whole day I was chewing because you said we can eat. So I was chewing the whole day, trying to fill my stomach, but I was still not full. So Daniel fasting, you never hear us in the church talk about it. It's one of the most difficult fasts. Am I to somebody? Yeah, there are people like that. You can be in public, you can be like a success. But okay, in your heart, you, between me and you, and you and God, you know you are misplaced. You try to plug in and there's no power flowing. Everybody else is dancing, hoping to connect. And you realize that even when you plug in, nothing flows. May you connect this morning in the name of Jesus. May you become the beloved of God this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the double portion of God the Father come upon your life in the name of Jesus. May you become the apple of God's eye in the name of Jesus. May they call you the beloved of the Father in the name of Jesus. You remember Brother Joseph? His brothers were jealous. The father bought him made him a jacket with many colors. Hey! Tell your neighbor you are the beloved. Be comfortable in your skin. There's no reason to compete. Yeah, there's no reason. Listen, I was sitting in the wedding yesterday. And they cook very nice food. Hey. I'm being honest with you. You know, there are certain places you wish you were in your house. If they're giving you food and you wish you were in your house, you just take this jacket, put it there, and I ate and I bowed my head. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you know, sometimes when you see your old members, you go into depression. You don't know. It's a pastorate thing.
Mm.
Because you look how many people have passed through your hands. And sometimes they are indifferent. So I bowed my head like
this.
And the Holy Spirit said, all these people will not be here if it was not because of you. The wedding will not take place if it was not because of you. So it changed my little depression I was getting into. Pity party I was getting into. To say, oh, I've worked. Look at, and the Holy Spirit says, this thing will not take place. And therefore, when sometime Reverend Lebu and Reverend Mesh were saying, oh, we give thanks to the Lord for Apostle. It might not make sense. But it just dawned on me when I was enjoying that food and I bowed my head and the Holy Spirit said, nobody will be here. You would never know your little contribution.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? Your contribution, it looks small in your eyes. But in the scheme of life, it's the biggest. Like, without you, it will not happen. Hey, the church is quiet. I was comforted when I heard that. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Because I was going into depression. I don't know if you understand. And then you realize that you can lose your destiny. Think about the prodigal son. He had it going for him. And he came to himself. I said, you know, I could have a party every day. This thing of control is nonsense. Give me what is my own. I will go and have my party every day. And he went, he had his party every day. But he didn't know how to grow what he had in his hand. Mercy. So the son is entitled to double portion. The Bible in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 21, 15 to 17.
It
says, if a man has two wives, one loved and the other unloved, and they have borne him children, both the loved and the unloved, if the firstborn son is of the of her who is unloved, then it shall be on the day of bequest his possessions to his sons that he must not bestow firstborn status to the son of the loved wife in preference to the son of the unloved. The true firstborn shall be acknowledged the son of the unloved wife as the firstborn by giving him double portion. For
it
is the beginning of his strength. The right of his firstborn is his. Now, here the Bible says, here is a man who has two children. Second son is the one that the mother is loved.
Okay,
let me help many of us because our fathers have another wife. So let's talk about it. People usually say, yeah, Papa wa re tlohela and o nna ka mo next door.
Our father usually abides.
Next door, not necessarily next door, but in the neighborhood, the father stays around.
Hey.
Oh, it's happening. It's here.
Yadrahala.
He's staying around.
Unna hona momotseng.
And he has fallen in love.
Umoleratong.
Oh, you people have never fallen in love. The way I look at your faces, you are children, you have never fallen in love. And he doesn't support you.
Me hatla mele bana ba gago bantla.
Now in this regard, God was saying the man has two wives.
Me bare monna yona na lwasadi ba babedi.
The husband must recognize the right of the firstborn. The right of the firstborn is double portion. This is the law that God has put in place. The mother, the fact that he has fallen in love does not change the status of his first children. And to all the men, you should know that. That you have other children. Hey, let's leave that. We are talking about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, we are talking about Jesus. It is well. However, the firstborn rights can be lost due to fathers.
Fela ditokelo tseo tsa batho ba tsoteng lantla di ka latlhega ka ntlha ya borre.
yeah, your status can be changed. And many people started well with the Lord, but along the way they left the path. God has a good plan for your life. God wants you to succeed. Position yourself. You know, we have said to the children, go back to your father and make right with your father. Hey, people don't like it. You have taken the side of your mother. And your mother is wrong. Your mother used to be head on heels with your father. Is it not true? So why should you get in when she has fallen out of love with your father? Why should you fall out of love with your father? Hey, the way you're looking at me, you say, I'm standing with my mother. Listen, your father is your father. The blessing is with your father. Let's leave it there. I see you don't like it. In America, we are told that African-American families are raised by very bitter, angry women. So they are raising rebellious children. They can't even harvest from the same boys that they have raised themselves. When they reach 13, 14, 15, they go to jail. They start to get involved because of the bitterness of their mom. Mm. They can't relate even with their mom. They beat their parents. Oh, you think it's a joke? That's why it's very important to teach the boy child that you have a father. Don't try and make the boy child and tell the boy child, oh, you are the man of the house. From where? Ask your neighbor, from where? Yes, because these boys, they take it totally different. Okay, Genesis 48. Verse 13, we're talking about your place can be changed. And many times in the church, yesterday I said, I could see how destinies have been switched. People who could be premier. The Bible says, I've seen servants riding on horses and I've seen kings walking. Yeah, because somebody left their place. Think about this young man who married an American. Prince, is it Henry? Harry. I mean, it's the highest level of infatuation. For the Chuang. I can't just imagine it. Basi ame. I could only interpret, but for the Chuang, really, you are not serious. This is in Second World War. One of the kings, I forgot his name, the King of England, abdicated his position because he had a girlfriend. I don't know you understand. All things are yours. You are the king. You are the king of the world. I mean, the British crown is not a small crown. You are the king of the world. Then you get a girlfriend. A divorcee as well. I don't know what's wrong with this American, with these British kings. I mean, even the current king is married to a divorcee. It's a curse in the family. Do you understand? He abdicates. He says, they ask him, the crown or the girl? He says, the girl. Are you aware what he did? He dispossessed all the children from his loins. Everybody who was born to him has become a servant. Your displacement, when you displace yourself in the kingdom and in the work of God, you are not only displacing yourself, you are displacing everybody who's on your loins, everybody after you. You don't understand. You will understand it one day when you are an old man and you look back and you can see exactly where you straddled the lines. When you cross the lines and you realize this is where the mistake happened, but it's too late. You can't go back. The way you are keeping quiet, you are saying finish. You are intimidating me. I can feel the intimidation. I'm saying this Henry, you say his name is what? Harry. This Harry disowns himself. Yeah. From today, I'm no longer prince. I divorce my father, my mother, my position, my title, my privilege, my inheritance, and everything that goes with it. I'm going with this American.
Hey,
what do you think? Huh? Oh, we are talking serious things. We're talking sonship. We're talking your inheritance in God.
Oh.
This happens every day. A girl went and got herself married.
Hey.
Edward the Eighth, because of a pagan, untrained, a woman who have slept with everybody else because of the chuan. Huh? You want to know what the chuan means? You come after church, I'll tell you. Listen. I'm making it light, but di chuang di na di tat. You know, sex has power. But di chuang is not necessarily sex. But it's related to sex. Because when I leva na rakaskera buakir. You lose your place. For what? The chuang. It doesn't make sense for me. I'm saying to myself, are you serious? Can this guy go with this American woman who have slept with? No, I'm not mentioning names. They were asking somebody, how many people have you slept with? What are you sacrificing for? Anyway, Baba Holopang Kutwe. Let's move. We're talking about sonship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not displace your best right. Your place as a son. Do not be prodigal or play hallow tree with your inheritance. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 to 17. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator. Or profane person like Esau. I mean, the Bible takes the behavior of Esau as fornication. You know what is fornication? The chuan. somebody who lost his place for eternity. Not only him. Okay. Who for one morsel of food sold his birthright? Most women sell their birthright by food. If a man comes driving a car, heavy money, a beautiful girl will leave the church. I've been there before. I've gone, sat with people down, and the person, some people told me, I love the guy. Oh, most women are in despair because they follow to their feeling and their emotions and the money. The way the women are looking at me, let's move on. The Bible says, for afterwards, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance. Though he sought it diligently with tears. Can I talk to the church? Anyway, we don't teach what is common, so it's fine. Can I talk to the church? We do miss our step in life. Don't allow your pride to make you to miss your place in life. Yeah, somebody told me.
He
says, I long for the church. I left and I went somewhere. The other couple, they said to me, we knew the day we left that we have lost our place. But pride could not allow us. Because when they left, they spoke far too much. So the words they said became a security guard at the door. They could not swallow their pride and come back. So the Bible says there, he sought. He says, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. So what I wanted to say to you is, even when the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, go back. Don't be in a hurry to connect. Be patient. I've seen people come, and then they think they'll find, somebody says, I came here and all my friends are out. The people you left, they are pastors somewhere. The work has grown far beyond you can imagine. So don't lose your place. Don't lose your patience. This one, Isu. The Bible says he sought his inheritance, the blessing. But he could not get it, even though he cried. Yeah, I know of somebody who was given a church. My wife in the money, he was given a church. You see, some of us, when we started with zero. Literally, you suffered. Nobody been there to support you. This person was given a congregation. Was given money. Was given resources. But that's not where he wanted. It's like say, I want to go to Midrand. Send me to Midrand than to send me to Soshanguve. I don't know if you understand. We send you to Kabbalazan, there is everything. Me, say, no, I don't want Kabbalazan. I want Cape Town. Are you serious? So I look at the guy, I say, hey, you have everything. What about Philip Putejo?
And I told him that when I listen, we'll listen.
You are the beloved. I mean, they've set you up. Literally, you are set to overcome. Everything is there. You have 50 members. You have money, you have a facility, you have resources. And you can come in and out as you wish. But you pick an offense. That makes you to lose everything. Hey. Tell your neighbor, don't be prodigal. Don't prostitute with your gift. Number 8, I think I'll have to close here. The sonship is through personal sacrifice. Action speaks louder than words. John 10 verse 17. Therefore my Father loves me, because I laid down my life that I may take it again. I was comforting Pastor Kay. She was going through a pain in her heart. So I said to her, for me and you, we are here to stay. We are the furniture of the Emmanuel Christian Church. All others have the right to go. If they want to go. They have the right to ridicule the work we do. Tobia and Sambala, they say, even if a fox will cross across this wall, it will break. And what they said, it was a serious ridicule. That the work that you are doing is nothing. But I want you to have an understanding that it takes sacrifice to build what you are building. Eternity will tell your contribution. The ridicule you have received, don't worry, Jesus has seen it. The Lord will be your strength and your supporter. To be a beloved son, relate to the fulfillment of your calling as a savior. Your missionary calling. You can be sent. Stay where you are sent. Matthew 16:16-17. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Flesh and blood. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you except the Spirit. So just know that to be called of God, to be a shepherd, might look very insignificant. I was blessed this past week. We have a sister, she usually interprets for me when she's around. She's in our church in Kabalatani. Mount Horeb. I got a call. And when I got the call, I was reminded that this person many years ago was in her cell. She might not remember it. It might never register. But it came to me that this person's life has been preserved. Because the shepherd might not be conscious that their little contribution went far more than what they thought could go.
Hey,
there's no amen. Listen, the person you brought to church might not look very significant. The blessing you do might not be significant. You might never know. Billy Graham. May his soul rest in peace. He tells us that he was the only one who came for an altar call. The man of God, after he finished preaching, possibly might have felt like, I'm a failure. Can I tell you my first crusade? Many years ago. Where I was invited to preach for an outreach. We're naive, we're children. Rabbi Rich. You know Rabbi Rich? We have people now in Rabbi Rich in Tembisa. They have a hall there. I was invited to preach.
Hey,
very ambitious as a young boy.
And when I arrived, it was only two lines, one, two. Maybe ten chairs this side. Maybe about 40 chairs. The people possibly could have been
15.
Oh, you don't know how intimidating that is. You look at this hall that sits 3,000 and you have your truth. You pray looking at the door. Is more people coming? Huh? Be faithful. Hallelujah. Yeah. So sometime this Billy Graham became, he still is, one of the biggest and most powerful evangelists of, I think, the greatest evangelist we ever had. When he died, they say over 150 nations came as a represented, 150 ambassadors, presidents. People left their countries to attend his funeral. I think they said there were over 50 presidents who attended this funeral. And 150 missions, foreign countries, who sat in that meeting. Can you tell your neighbor, don't undermine your sonship? Yeah. Sometimes you might look at yourself and listen, God is on your side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every eye closed, every head bowed. Maybe you are here this afternoon. You have been coming to church, but you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, what will it profit the man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? The Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have an everlasting life. God has a good plan for your life. God has a good intent for you. He says, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. He said, your life is like a vapor that appears for a moment, then it vanishes. But today you can make right with God. Today you can find peace in him. Jesus has come that you may have life. He says, come to me, all you who are heavy laden. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come to me. God has given his Son, that through him we may make right with God. And today you can make right with him. Today you can become the Son of God. The Bible says, as many as received him, he gave them the right to be called sons of God. Even as you come to Christ today, you become the Son of God. I want to pray together with you. If you are here this afternoon, you say, I want to receive Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Lift up your right hand and lift it high. And we'll pray together. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Is there somebody else? God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus. I want to make right with God. I want to be a son of God. I want to relate. I want my burden to be lifted up. I'm going to ask us to take a time of prayer. I'll ask the whole church to stand. As we stand, if you lifted your hand, please come here in front. I want to pray together with you. Can we stand as we give a powerful clap offering? Ashes, can you help? Can we give a powerful clap offering? Look at me this way. Yes. Can you come, please? Let's give a powerful clap offering. Your life today.
come unto Jesus. Matoho, please. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray. God is gracious and merciful. I'm going to ask that we lift those who are standing here on the altar. Lift both of your hands. It's the only sign of surrender. I'll ask of you to follow me in prayer. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for your grace. For you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. Today I come to you. Lord, forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Make me your child. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can you say my name is? Mention your name. Write this name in the Book of Life. With my own mouth I speak. And with my own heart, I believe that Jesus died and he rose from the dead. I receive him as my Lord and my Savior. I thank you, Father, for this grace. For you, it says, if I speak and I believe, I will be saved. I receive this salvation even now in Jesus' name. Can you say, Satan? Today, we cut ties. I have nothing to do with you. I have received Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Father, I thank you for this grace in Jesus' name. Father, forgive me. I thank you for a fresh start, a new beginning, even now. Can you say, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Guide me, direct me. Show me your way. May the scriptures become alive again in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for this salvation in Jesus' name. Amen.